Knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best life. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my hands up and down.
Oh yeah!
Come on now.
Oh yeah!
Don't
forget to say it's your host, Michael, and we're getting ready to shout. That's to right. Don't forget to say the shout. Welcome. Welcome. Glad you could tune us in. We're on the Spectrum Power Studios. That's right. We're at live in Orlando, Florida. Live in Orlando, Florida at the Spectrum Power Studios. That's right. Well, let's do this way. Some of us are in the studio and some of us are not. Some of us are home. And for those folks who are tuning in and say, what is this all about? Well, this show is, well, let's put it this way. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you love the show. We plan to entertain you tonight. But before we begin, let me introduce you to my two beautiful, beautiful co-hosts. First, in the home with me, my house. Her house, my house. Well, it's really her house. She's the better half. She does all the work. My co-host, Lynn Gold, are you there?
I heard you laughing. Hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome to the June 12th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's my line. Glad to have you with us.
And my other co-host of the day, the fabulous.
What would we do without her?
Yeah, what would we do without her? Her name, well, we know her as Sheila Young, co-host today. Sheila Young, you there?
I am. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much. It's hard to believe we are almost halfway through July.
I know.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
That's why I hesitated and said July 12th. I just can't believe it.
Nope. And in the studios, and he's right there, he's, well, we call him, I'm going to call him the Prince. The Prince.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy right here on the ones and twos with you. Welcome. Glad to have you here this week.
Oh, there he is, Chris Shaw. How you doing,
I showed up
Prince?
And showed out.
The Prince.
We missed you, Chris.
We miss you.
I miss seeing you guys. I miss you guys being in here. Listen, I need somebody to come in here and do some new drops.
New what?
Drops.
New drops? Oh, yeah.
Well, what can I say? And folks, for those folks that are tuning in for the first time, glad you could join us. And for those folks that are tuning in all the time, we love having you back. Yes, we do. And thank you for inviting us into your home. We won't take too much of your time today, just a couple hours. Hope you can join us the whole 2 hours. Hope we don't mess up your life and today. But listen, if you live in Florida, you have to stay in the house anyway because, oh my goodness gracious, what's going on in Florida? What can I say? Sheila, you stay in the house?
No.
Not saying that. You're supposed to stay in the house. It's Florida. You wearing a mask?
I do wear a mask, yeah.
Okay, good. Good girl. Good girl.
Well, thank you, Michael.
You're quite welcome.
So, Sheila, when you go on the paratransit, what are they doing? Are they spacing everybody?
Yeah. They're doing an excellent job.
Well, good.
Yeah. And all the drivers are wearing masks, and they're cleaning the areas where somebody sits. They're cleaning it as soon as the person leaves, and they're really doing an excellent job here in Portland.
That's good to know. Uh-huh. So we know you're safe.
Uh-huh. Hey, folks, for those of you who do not have AARP, well, if you're a senior citizen, if you're over 50, you should have, because I'll tell you something. If you don't have, you're missing something really, really great. For $12 a year, the membership, let me tell you something. They give all kinds of discounts when you go to, like, you go to restaurants, you go many places, I get discounts with them. Let me tell you something. Let's put it this way. I would say the first month I pay for my AARP dues the whole year and probably in the first month because we just get all kinds of discounts. And for $12 a year, you can't beat them. Now, and that's a great organization. Let's put it this way. 38 million See what I said? 38 million people belong, senior citizens over the age of 50. So if you're 50 and you don't belong, well, shame, shame on you, because you should belong. It's a great advocate for the senior citizens. It's not a political group. No way. It's not political at all.
And right now they have a whole section on their website just for COVID-19 questions. They actually had a live seminar this week. If you have any questions, you could call in. By the way, I don't want to forget, I have one shout out before we...
Oh, yeah, I got a shout out?
Before we go to break. I'd like to give a big shout out to our friend Sharon P. down there in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
So hope you're listening, Sharon P.
Hey, Sharon, you're listening?
Sheila, you have any shout outs, Chris?
I do have a quick one. I found out today that one of our dear members of the American Council fell last night and broke her shoulder, and she's in the hospital. I don't know that anybody is listening with ACB, but if they are, I hope that you will wish Penny Reeder a speedy recovery from her fall.
What part of the country does she live?
Oh, I think she lives in the Maryland area, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if it's Maryland or D.C. or up in that area.
A lot of people in Maryland listen to the show.
Yeah. Oh, but Penny, quick recovery.
Wow, that's painful.
Yeah. Hey, folks, you want to call in, which I hope you do. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that because I'd love to hear from you. You got something to say? We just want to say hello. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You got it? Cool.
Michael, I wanted to remind everybody, you were talking about masks with Sheila, that one of our new sponsors, RB, that's B as in boy, RB Medical Supply, they have all the items that you need to protect against COVID-19, including the masks and the gloves and the gowns, and they're all made in the United States. And all you have to do is go to rbmedicalsupply.com and support them. They're supporting us. And
it's even out of the temperature thing. You put it in your forehead. You don't have to take it in your mouth. You put it in your forehead.
The distance thermometer.
Yeah. They have the gloves. They even have gowns.
Yep. All the PPE supplies. rbmedicalsupply.com.
Mask and gloves.
Yep. So when we go, after we go to break, our guest caller is already waiting in the wings in the green room.
Hey, folks.
Behind the curtain.
I like that
behind
one.
Behind the curtain, our friend Dan Day, and we'll be talking to him after the break, which will be in a couple of minutes.
I like that one, the green room. I like that one.
The green room.
Did you like that, Chris?
Or Lynn's Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, Lynn's Boom Boom Room. So do you like my new mic, Chris?
Yes, it sounds good. You guys sound great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wait till you get my age.
And David helped me make sure, our co-host David Hillebrand, he made sure, I wanted to make sure I was on the right mic in my computer, not the mic from the computer, but he told me what to do, so we're all good. Sheila and David, I got it going here.
Hey!
Yeah. You hear what? Wait a minute. I have to tell you, folks, if you listen to what I'm saying, it took a blind person to teach a sighted person.
No, two blind people.
Two blind people to teach a sighted person what
people.
To do. Can you imagine
both
that?
My IT people.
That's
so
why
when you folks who are sighted and listen to the radio show and they say, well, blind folks can't do too much. Let me tell you something.
Baloney.
I wish I could do when I was sighted. I'm blind now, but when I was sighted, I wish I could do what I was sighted, what Sheila does now, because she does so much more. It's amazing. I'm always amazed. And she taught Lynn, who sighted, everything as far as the computer. It's amazing.
No, I didn't teach her everything.
Not everything. Not
as soon. Well, we're going to break. Don't go away. We're coming back with Dan Day from Foundation Fighting Blindness. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hope you can call in soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A Simple Fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitsykit.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Keystone Vocational Services is one of the fastest growing nonprofit organizations dedicated to empowering, educating, and employing individuals with vision loss and other disabilities. Keystone currently has career opportunities for individuals who are legally blind to work in a federal mailroom in Pennsylvania. The agency provides relocation, housing, and services assistance. Employees and clients also can take advantage of the many great comprehensive services they offer. Services include transportation, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, support groups, skills classes, low vision exams, and access technology evaluations. Call 724-734-5069 or go online to www.keystoneblind.org. Keystone is an equal opportunity employer.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. And this is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And I'm going to do something they don't usually do, because usually Lynn does the
introduction,
but my pleasure to introduce the main man, Dan Day. And since I met him a few times, and it's an easy name,
let's get that
Dan Day. Can't miss that one up. And let's call Dan Knight. But it's Dan Day from Foundation Fighting Blindness. Dan Day, you there?
I am here.
I'm glad I got that right. Dan Day, Foundation Fighting Blindness.
There you go. Congratulations.
Good. Thank you very much. I'll stand and take a bow. Thank you very much.
We're glad to have you, Dan.
Glad to have you.
Well, thank you. I am glad to be here, and thank you.
And glad your name is so easy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me.
So, Dan, as we discussed off the air, we thought we would find out a little bit about who Dan Day is and about your visual impairment and how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness. And then you said you would tell us all about Visions 2020, the virtual conference. So there's a lot to talk about.
You bet. You bet.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So, yeah, the floor is yours, as they say.
The floor. The virtual floor.
Very good. Okay. Well, yes. So I'm from Maine originally and moved to the Orlando, Florida area around 1982. And I got involved with the Foundation Fighting Blindness just around 1990. I have a dominant form of retinitis pigmentosa, and it's very prevalent in my family. We have 8 or 9 members, at least, of my family that are in various stages of vision loss due to retinitis pigmentosa. So there's a lot of it in my family, and so you can understand the incentive I had to get involved with the foundation. And as you, I know you folks know, as we've talked about it before, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the largest 501c3 organization doing research for inherited retinal disease. So it really was the pony to bet on, if you will. And I've certainly enjoyed a great relationship with them. Today, I'm honored to be the president of the Central Florida chapter of FFB and also on their National Board of Trustees and do some other things like chairing the Vision Walk, our annual fundraiser, and doing something called professional outreach at the moment, too, trying to get the word about word out among the community about all the great progress we're having. So that's a bit of my background, and that kind of leads me to the Visions Conference. For those listening,
can we tell everybody, if you have any questions about the foundation, please call 407-894-1680. Thank you, Sheila.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much, Sheila. I actually meant to mention that here. And Chris, if you're there, please, and when calls, we'll patch them through and we'll take any questions as they come in.
Well, Dan, tell everybody what you did while you were employed, because I think that's extremely interesting before you get into the foundation.
Oh, sure. Yes. So I moved here to Orlando as part of a transfer to AT&T. I was working in what was called one of the Bell operating companies up in Boston at the time. And moved down here, and I worked for AT&T and just retired in April of last year after a 40-year career. So
wow.
Worked for them doing various forms of basically being a computer geek, so what we call performance and capacity management, so looking at the network and deciding where to put capacity in and where to turn performance tuning dials and such. So you call me a computer nerd, I think, and had a very interesting, challenging, and rewarding career with AT&T, for which I'm very grateful. So.
That's very impressive.
That's very nice. 40 years. The same company, 40 years. Wow.
It is unusual now. Now people don't work for the same company for 40 years. So for the Visions Conference, for those out there who don't know what the Visions Conference is, it is the foundation's biannual conference where we bring together researchers and clinicians from all around the country, even across the globe now, bring them together to talk about the latest research and where they can meet people who are affected by IRDs and have the opportunity to bring us up to date on the latest research and the opportunity for us to ask questions and whatnot. Now, of course, normally it's a face-to-face conference and was to be in Minneapolis this year, but due to COVID-19, we made it a virtual conference, which we had June 18th, 19th, and 20th. And it was a Zoom conference and similar to ACB conference that was just last week, which I know Sheila will talk much more about here shortly. And, it went very well. The sessions were very clear, easy to follow, and the communication setup seemed to be very good. The voice quality and everything of the sessions was really good. Now, the sessions that they have at the Biannual Visions Conference, as you can imagine, a lot of them, most of them are science-focused, but they also include a number of sessions that are what you would call living and coping sessions. There was one this year called Mindfulness, Living Mindfully with Blindness, and a couple of sessions on guide dogs, whether a guide dog's right for you and how to choose one. And there was even a session on legacy planning for those people who would like to leave a legacy behind for the foundation and when their time comes. So lots of variety, that what you might call an eclectic choice of sessions that you can attend. I'll mention it here. you can, one advantage of having the conference as a virtual conference this year was that we recorded all the sessions, and you can listen to those, replay those at your leisure if you like. I'll give you the URL for that right now if you like, and that's https://www.fightingblindness.org/recorded-sessions. So that's a recorded dash, not a recorded slash, recorded dash sessions. So I know it's fairly long, but if you just remember, it's the usual Foundation Fighting Blindness URL with a slash recorded dash sessions at the end. You'll get to that page and you can replay any of those sessions. And they are very much worth listening to. And I'll give you just a couple of kind of teasers for the kind of takeaways that I hope you come away with when you listen to some of those. The main one, I think, is that the speed of the research is really moving ahead very, very rapidly now. And in fact, our CEO, Ben Yerxa, in our opening session, said that it is accelerating at an exponential pace rather than just a linear pace. And I think that's reflected in the number of clinical trials that are out there, not only ours, the ones that FFB is involved with. And we're today involved with 40 different clinical trials. And seems like only a couple of years ago, I don't think it was any longer than that, we were celebrating 20 clinical trials, and it's jumped to 40, with two of them having been added this year, which actually is maybe doesn't sound like a lot, 2 and 6 months, but with the COVID-19 virus, it's really pretty impressive that we can keep chugging along the way we are. And so the sessions at the science sessions, they're broken up. If you go there and start replaying some of the sessions, you'll find that some of them are very basic. They explain the basics of inherited retinal disease. There are ones there that are broken down specifically by the approach taken. In other words, gene therapy. There's a lot going on in gene therapy. And in fact, I would recommend strongly the opening session, which is all about gene therapy and where it's going, happened to be led by one of our top researchers that's just up the road a little ways from us here in Orlando at the University of Florida. But there are sessions on stem cells and emerging technologies and what they're doing. And then there are also separate sessions by specific retinal disease. So there's a session there for retinitis pigmentosa, and there's one for Usher syndrome, one for Stargardt, one for macular degeneration, and lots more. So do go to that site if you are affected by inherited retinal disease. And this is a really good chance for you to learn what a Visions conference is all about. And I think the other thing that's tied into these clinical trials and why they're accelerating at the pace they are is that we've attracted a lot of interest from commercial medical organizations, those organizations that do research. And we had always thought as a foundation that it would be very difficult to attract commercial dollars because, let's face it, these inherited retinal diseases are quite rare. And in a country that is capitalistic, if you can't raise a whole lot of money or make a whole lot of money out of treating diseases, it doesn't get the attention that other diseases would. But the way it's turned out is that the eye turns out to be this ideal place to do trials for these cutting-edge approaches like gene therapy and stem cells that are going to revolutionize the way we do medicine in America. So corporations and companies involved in medical research have come to us and said, we want to be involved in these trials so that we can get patents on the approaches, and then we can apply them to medicine in general. And so that's been very fortunate. And the attraction, one of the attractions, is that, of course, we do very good science at the foundation, so they trust our research. But the eye turns out to be an ideal place to do the research because, number one, you have two of them. So when they do a trial, they can put a placebo or a sham in one eye and put the actual treatment in the other and then measure the effect, which can provide powerful evidence that it's working. And, of course, the eyes are part of something called the blood-brain barrier. And what that means is that the immune system in your body is not prone to attack what you put in there, like stem cells or a gene therapy treatment, attack it as a foreign body. So that makes it an ideal place as well for research. So all those things together are leading to a very rapidly growing research in clinical and growing number of clinical trials. And I mentioned we're involved in 40 of them, but if you want to get a flavor for just how many clinical trials are going on right now, you can go to the National Institutes of Health clinical trials site, which is just called clinicaltrials.gov. If you go there, you can do a search. And just to give you an example, I went there the other day and did a search for retinitis pigmentosa, and I got 188 different results that came back. And so I narrowed it down a little bit and just put the word Stargardt in there, and I got 33 results. Now, all of those won't be totally full-blown clinical trials that are endorsed by the FDA and all of that, but it gives you a good flavor for just how much research is being done into inherited retinal disease. So,
and let me interrupt you for a minute. Folks, if you would like to call in and ask Dan any questions, now is the time, 407-894-1680. You want to ask Dan any questions, 407-894-1680.
Dan, let me ask you a question before you continue. For those that may not understand what IRD is, and I know what it is, but I mean, you know, if somebody isn't sure if they have a inherited retinal disease, how would you advise them to look into that?
Okay, so in other words, you're saying if they may be having some difficulty with their eyesight and they really want to get diagnosed, yes.
Right.
So, of course, the short answer, as you might expect, is go to a qualified eye care.
Well, yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Exactly. But, of course, if you suspect that you have something going on that isn't just something that, say, an optometrist might look at and figure out, and don't get me wrong, they're very good and can diagnose a lot of things, and it could be your first stopping point because they may look in your eyes. You may go to an optometrist and say, I'm having real difficulty here and my glasses don't seem to be working, or are there some glasses that might help me? And a good optometrist can look in there and say, I think you should go to an ophthalmologist. There might be something going on that needs a medical doctor. So they may actually send you to a retina specialist, which is really a subspecialty of ophthalmology. So that's really the best way for your first diagnosis. To get the initial diagnosis, go to a good retina specialist. If it turns out you get diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa or some inherited retinal disease, IRD, then, of course, my next recommendation is that you contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness and figure out the different things that are going on. To me, there's a great comfort in knowing about this research and how fast it's moving and what the hope is. There is even one FDA-approved gene therapy, as we've talked about on the show before, called Luxturna, which is a gene therapy for one form of RP called Leber congenital amaurosis. It fixes one gene mutation, so it would be very rare that you would have it because it's a rare disease, but there at least is one treatment that's out there approved by the FDA today, but we really believe there are many more coming. So that would be my recommendation. And this kind of ties into the thing I was going to mention next, right, which is if you're wondering what you might do if you've got an inherited retinal disease, you find out you've got one, and you're thinking, with all of this research going on, how would I know whether maybe I'm a good candidate for a clinical trial or is there research going on that applies to me? Well, I mentioned going to clinicaltrials.gov, where you can poke around and find the trials that are going on out there. But if you're wondering, when will one of these trials be right for me? Are there ones there already? Then that brings us to my retina tracker. So my retina tracker is a database and a national registry set up by the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And it's been in place for quite a while, but we introduced a new version of it last fall that we're calling Open Access MRT or Open Access My Retina Tracker. And the idea of that is it has two parts. It has a registry where you go in, register, get an ID, register, put your personal information in there and your profile as much as you know it. There's a fairly lengthy questionnaire that you can do part of, and you can take a break and come back whenever you want. It saves your place, but you fill that out. And the other part of the database portion contains your medical profile, the medical profile of your eye, if you will. So you can put in there what you know about your condition genetically. But part of this open access MRT that was announced last fall involves a partnership that we have with a testing company called Blueprint Genetics, which does the testing, and a genetic counseling organization called Informed DNA. And we partnered with them to provide free testing and counseling. So no charge to you, no cost to your provider. And we've made it very easy for you to take just a one-page PDF kind of document to your provider and say, will you order this test for me? Our experience so far is that the eye care professionals are very eager, you know, very willing, receptive to doing it because it doesn't cost them anything. And Blueprint Genetics has the most comprehensive panel of genes in retinal, inherited retinal disease that's out there today. It's over 300 genes. I forget the number, but it grows every day, which, by the way, one of the sessions at the Visions Conference, one of our top researchers, Dr. Steve Dager, mentioned that they are now discovering new IRD genes at the rate of about one per month. And at that rate, it won't be long before we probably have, 95% of all of the genes identified that cause IRDs. So the speed of algorithms to do gene isolation and all that is speeding up. And the technique and the approach used by Blueprint Genetic allows them to add new genes when they're found pretty quickly.
Dan, I want to thank you very much for coming on today.
Dan, there's more questions, but you'll have to come back.
Well, anytime, guys. Thank you so much for, you can call me anytime to come back on. I'd love to talk about the FFB and really appreciate your having me on today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We're going to go to break. Thanks. That was Dan Day. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at Duxys.com. That's DUXSYS.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Hope you're still there. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host. And as I said before, if you're just tuning in for the first time, one to one, you're listening to, this is The Bridge. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community.
Michael.
What?
I just want to say that all that information that Dan Day just, you know, put out there, yeah, it really is so relevant because there's a lot of sighted people out there that may just be losing a little bit of their sight or a lot of their sight, and they're worried like you were, like, what's happening to me? And that is a good, it's a good resource. You know, go to foundationfightingblindness.org.
That's what it's all about, Foundation
and
Fighting
all the information
Blindness.
Is there.
Well, and macular degeneration.
Right, exactly.
Does affect a lot of seniors.
It does, especially so many in Florida, that's for sure.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to, you guessed it, trivia time. This was a monster hit. This was one of my brother's big hits that he had as a distributor.
And this is Sheila's Pick.
Who's playing? Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song?
I'm gonna dance.
407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who's singing the song?
It's been this so hot out, I had to pick that song.
Yeah, it's very appropriate for Florida. Very appropriate for Florida. So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Yeah, oh, this was one of my brother's big songs he distributed.
Sheila's talking.
What, Sheila?
I said, I know. That I know. Who, you said, yeah, who's singing. I said, I know.
You know. So, Sheila, what went on last week? Tell us about ACB.
Wait, that sounds personal. What went on?
Last week, ACB. I said with ACB.
You didn't say it right away.
Oh, I said ACB.
What went on? Oh, my gosh. From last Friday, July 3rd, until Friday night at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, brother. The first ever. Tell everybody it was the first ever.
The first ever American Council of the Blind National Conference and Convention took place. And I'm going to tell you, there were 108, I think that's the number. And anybody out there that's listening, if I'm wrong, call in. And if you're listening and you listen to any of the convention, call in and give us your feedback, because I'm not the only one on here. But anyway, it was just phenomenal. They had 3 and 4 sessions going at a time in different Zoom meeting rooms, different webinars. They had everything you can possibly imagine from the Foundation Fighting Blindness, Ben Shaverman was there speaking to transportation, to the Braille Revival League, to seniors, the Alliance on Aging with Vision Loss, to CCLVI, which is the low vision group, to general sessions with all of the different sponsors, to Microsoft, to I can't even remember. I was in meetings from 10 o'clock in the morning until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And it was just a wealth of information for anyone, and it was totally free.
Sheila?
And tomorrow, I believe it starts NFB, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
We'll get back to the first virtual convention for the ACB, but your song is bringing in a lot of callers. So
yay!
Chris has a lot of people on the hold there.
Chris, who's on the line? Chris, who's on the line?
All right, so we're going to go all the way over to Kissimmee, Florida, as what we used to say. If you're not from Florida, we call it Kissimmee. But if you're from Florida, they call it Kissimmee. So Kissimmee, Florida, we have the one and only Miss Janine. And all the way from the beautiful city of Daytona Beach, Florida, the world's most famous beach, we got Doug on the phone line. Let's go over to Kissimmee, a.k.a. Kissimmee, and talk with Miss Janine. Janine, how you doing?
Hi, Janine.
I'm
great. How are you? I'm tired from the convention, but I'm good.
What'd she say?
She's tired from the convention.
Oh, she's tired from the convention. Janine. How you doing, Janine?
I'm so excited. Janine has become one of our most recent almost members and has been so active and such a sweetheart. And we are so excited about Janine being part of our group.
Aww. I am so excited to get
Janine. Welcome, Janine. So you calling us for trivia?
I'm cooler, I believe.
Yes. For the trivia. It's Martha and the Vandals, and it's Heat Wave.
What'd you say?
Martha and the Vandals.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. So you know Martha and the Vandals. Martha and the Vandals, you're 100% correct. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Yay. Also, wait, can I say one thing?
I can't hear her.
She wants to say something.
Oh, say something. Okay, say something. You're allowed to say something. What did you want to say?
That I had the best time ever at the FCB convention. I thought that was so fabulous. And I think that was the first ever blind convention, virtual convention I've ever been to. I know everyone's giving ACB props, but the FCB convention from May was super awesome. And I
thank Sheila
and the team earned all the props.
Yeah. But it's the first time you've ever called the show.
Yes. Well, yeah. If Sheila didn't send me the email, I wouldn't have known. Thanks, Sheila.
Now you know. Sheila sent her an email.
Oh.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Well, we hope keep on listening. Pays to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Janine, don't hang up. I need you to hold on one moment, all right?
Okay.
What about Doug from Daytona?
All right. Let's talk with our good friend Doug from Daytona, and then we're going to take a trip over to New Hampshire. Hold on, but right now, here's the one and only Doug from the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach.
Hey, Doug.
Hi, Doug. Nancy's here.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Doug. What are you going to say about convention?
Great that Janine got the right answer. I was going to give it to you, but she got it first. But I wanted to say the convention was fantastic. And Sheila, you really did a lot there. I appreciate that. I also wanted to comment that today's Talksys was really a great, great activity.
That was interesting.
Yes, but the convention, I'm really happy that ACB did the virtual convention. I think it's wonderful, and I really hope that future conventions incorporate both in-person and virtual attendance, because
I think that will happen. Yeah,
many people can't afford to go to the personal one, and they can I think it encourages people to attend and learn a lot of fantastic stuff.
We really
That's a great point, Doug, that a lot of people can't afford to go, to fly, so it's a great alternative.
Right. And truth be known, Doug made a great point, because truth be known, this year's virtual convention had, I believe I heard, 1,200 people register.
1,500 to 1,700.
Yeah, it was 15 to
Was 17. It 15? Okay.
15, yeah.
And then they made the most ever they've made on their auction, because I believe part of it was because people had the extra money to spend because they didn't have to pay for the hotel and the flight. So it was an awesome adventure.
And another benefit of virtual, of course, I have a motorized chair, which is wonderful, but I have friends that have physical problems where their mobility is impaired and they walk. But, you know, it's exhausting to be in a live convention of the size of ACB.
Oh, I know. Running from meeting to meeting to meeting is hard.
Right. But I think the other thing
Well,
thank you, Doug, for calling in.
Thank you.
Keep on calling in, Doug. Love to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Doug. That's Doug from Daytona. And thank you, Janine.
And Nancy.
No, I didn't know there was a Nancy on.
I
didn't
know there was a Nancy. No, his wife is Nancy.
Oh, okay.
We didn't hear that.
Yeah, we have somebody from New Hampshire, Chris.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we have Jody on the line from New Hampshire. Jody, are you there?
Hi, Jody.
I'm here.
Hey, Jody. Jody from New Hampshire. How you doing, Jody?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's been hot. It's been unusually hot up here, but I guess I'm preaching to the choir down there. I know the ACB convention was wonderful, and I just wanted to let everybody know that the NFB convention starts this Tuesday, and there's over 7,200 people registered, and anyone is welcome to come and listen. You can find out more by going to nfb.org/convention. And everyone's welcome to come listen to all the seminars and activities that are going on. And it will run from Tuesday through Saturday. And it ought to be, again, because it's virtual, you know, they've got twice as many people signed up because of that. Like you said, you know, it's expensive to go to the hotels and the airline flights. So virtual is really terrific. And then the other thing I was going to mention
I was just asking if I could find out how to do that. So thank you. I appreciate you sharing that information.
Yes, it's nfb.org/convention. And the agenda
thank
is
you,
there.
Well, thank you, Jody. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, can I mention one more thing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Jody.
Of course.
All right. I was totally blown away. I've known Penny Reeder now for over 20 years. And she just found out this week that her guide dog has cancer, and now she's broken her shoulder, and I'm just horrified. Oh. So I've already called her and left a message with her, and I just think that's terrible.
Good.
But what a small world we have here.
I know. We are a big family, whether we like it or not.
Yes.
And
Jody?
Yeah.
That was one of the goals that we had when we originated the show, to bring everybody together. So it really is a small world.
It is a small world. And
thank you very much for calling in, Jody.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Jody from New Hampshire.
I'll be well.
Be safe.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you go. Back to you, Sheila.
So anyway, like I said, it was just such an amazing amount of information that was shared. The tours, oh my goodness, the Houston tour of the Holocaust Museum was played, and unfortunately they didn't get the rights to be able to podcast it, so if you didn't get to hear it last week, you can't get to hear it unless you go to Houston. But I sat and listened to that two-hour tour, and I was there when we did it, so it just brought me back to walking around that museum. And then the Wright Brothers Museum I worked on with Stacia Boyd, and we worked on both of those projects. The Wright Brother Museum is in the podcast on the ACB, So if anyone wants to listen to the ACB Conference and Convention podcast, you can look them up. And everything from the exhibitors to the tours to the workshops to the general sessions, everything is on a podcast that can be put on a podcast. And they have put so much up so far, and they've got a whole lot more to go. But we had Karen Kenninger from the National Library Service talking about the BARD services. We had the National Braille Press. You name it, it was in there. I can't even remember everything. Like I said, I was listening to meetings from 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. And, the good thing about being at home was you could get up, you could go get a bottle of water, you could go to the bathroom and still hear your meeting. So that was really fun, actually.
That's funny. And you weren't tired. Well, you're tired mentally.
I was tired.
Well, I know, but you don't have to catch a plane and Uber to the convention get bumped in by all the canes and the guide dogs. And
well, I did save a lot of money.
Yeah, for real. I'm sure you did.
But I don't want to do it again if I don't have to. I love being able to see my friends.
Yeah.
I love having that connection and, just the social time, if nothing else, the hugs and the, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in a year kind of thing, you know. But it was just, and the Friday night banquet speaker was Roy Samuelson, who was an audio describer, and he was phenomenal. He did such a good job. And, audio description has come such a long way, and we are so fortunate with everything that we have that we can actually hear what's going on instead of just sitting there going, what are they doing? What are they doing?
I read his quote that said, blind people do watch TV and blind people do go to the movies. And he feels.
Yep. Yeah. And if I can't watch a movie that's audio described, I don't want to watch it.
Right.
So. But yeah, it was just an amazing week. It was so well done. Janet Dickelman, who is the convention coordinator, is an amazing woman. The ACB radio people were, oh, just my goodness, all the volunteers that helped run the Zooms. Dan Spoon, hats off to him. He did an absolutely amazing job with general session. There wasn't much technical issue. There was a little, but not a lot. So it was so smoothly run. I was in awe the whole week. I was like, wow, they're really doing this and they're doing it very well. So it was just a great week. I'm glad it's over. I'm sure Dan and Leslie are glad it's over.
Thank you, Sheila, for telling us everything. But I have you folks out there listening.
We have two minutes.
If you have anything that you'd like to report on, anything you're doing, any organization that you're part of, call in. We'd like to hear from you. This is not just about Orlando or Florida. So wherever you are in this country, if you're calling, or you can call in from here, Canada, too. You can call in 407-894-1680. If you have something going on, as an organization, you want to let us know. By the way, if you want to write to us, please write to us. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, if you missed any part of this show or any show in the past, last 5 years, you can listen to all the shows. That's right. They might have missed some of the shows during the past 5 years. If you want to listen to any of the shows, just go to our web. It's all there. Blind and, don't forget the A&B, and Blind and Beyond radioshow.org.
All right, Chris, take us to the top of the hour.
Okay, Chris.
Our chorus of four-legged friends is singing here now.
They know it's 8 o'clock.
I hear Daisy.
They know it's 8 o'clock.
Like
I got to feed them.
In the background.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's turkey time.
Don't go away. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show.